Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Kindergartners with Percussion Instruments.
Today's responsorial is from Psalm 98, verses 1 to 4. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. I was volunteering in the kindergarten class when the teacher brought out that bag of musical instruments, tambourines and maracas, castanets, egg shakers, those little finger cymbals, even drumsticks. I'll say right here, there was no drum. And because I'm an adult, I'm pretty sure I know where it went. Even kindergarten teachers, after all, have their limits. Anyway, it took about 30 seconds for the room to be filled with a joyful noise while each child explored the tone and technique and especially the available volume of their chosen instrument. Suddenly, we were surrounded by 22 new songs. Sing to the Lord a new song, says Psalm 98. Get out your instruments, make a joyful noise. We hear that the Lord has had the victory and made it known. But in the part of the psalm that we don't hear today, the psalmist also notes that the Lord who has revealed his vindication is also still coming to judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. This tension of the already here and the not yet here, it's a sign of hope for contemporary people like us. It's an honest tension, one that understands that not everything is well, that sin and sorrow still find us. And for Christians, it's also a gospel tension, the promise that God, who came to us in person as Jesus the Christ, is with us even now and is also still to come. That ongoing presence now, breathed into us with the Holy Spirit, helps us to live at the intersection of past and present and future. In the now, we wait. And meanwhile, in the now, we make our joyful music. The kids figured this out too. The teacher gathered the group and helped them coordinate their tappings and shakings and thumpings, and eventually a rhythm started to emerge. It wasn't yet a song. After all, they're kindergartners. But it was musical. I wish you could have seen those little faces light up when that happened. I pray that ours would do that too.